This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, April 23rd. The grain market takes a dive on Friday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Improved weather in the U.S. plains has definitely put some pressure on the wheat market. Traders are really looking ahead to more rainfall over the next couple of weeks, so they're expecting that that's going to work out really well. But perhaps it's not going to be enough to save the winter wheat crop. We haven't really been getting that out of the ground yet, so we don't know what those numbers are. I think that that could actually be a little bit of the bullish move, but it seems right now that the market's a little bit exhausted. Lackluster trade across the board for this week, so everything is a little bit lower. Let's see how it goes next week. I think we're going to be on a week-to-week market, but we're still in a full-blown weather market, and anything can happen that will give us a little more direction.
Well, Chicago May wheat prices closed Friday down 13.5 at 463.5. May corn was down 5.5 at 376.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day down 13.5, ranging from 568.25 to 590. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were down 13.25, ranging from 627.5 to 642.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were down 13.25, ranging from 735 to 760. Live cattle for April were up $1.55 at 119 even. April feeder cattle were up 7.5 cents to 138.62.5. And April class 3 milk was unchanged at 14.51. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.